We are going to review of TJC in 100 years from the Book of Acts. So Book of Acts is like a blueprint to build a house, and the house is church. Book of Acts is a blueprint to build a church. So how did God build the apostolic church 2,000 years ago? And right now, God sent down the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will guide and build the true church according to the Book of Acts. And Book of Acts chapter 1 is talk about God's plan. God's plan is to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to the end of the world. But Acts reached to chapter 28, the gospel only been spread to Rome and stop there. So beginning of 20th century, Holy Spirit descend again and build a true church. So this time, the gospel been revealed in China. And so it's going to spread all over the world to the end, and then the second coming of Jesus will fulfilled. So this is God's plan, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And we look into yesterday, we mentioned about breakthrough. In the Book of Acts, we can see at least there are four breakthroughs. If there is no breakthrough, then the holy work just stands still. You cannot move anywhere. So breakthrough is a must. And without God's work, God's spirit, it's very difficult to have a breakthrough. So the first one is cultural barrier, Judaism. So among the Judaism, and then established the first church in Jerusalem through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the second racial breakthrough come from two person. They all saw the vision, and to the vision connect together for one purpose, the gospel preached to the Gentile. It's the same with the work in the TJC. The Holy Spirit will move and guide the church, and gradually we can see the multiple ethnic group will join the true church. So the true church is not only belong to any particular ethnic community. It belong to every races, just like the Book of Acts. And the third one, we talk about geographical barrier. If the gospel only confined into a specific area without spreading out, then it will not be able to complete the commission in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So Holy Spirit is just like a wind, and the gospel is just like a seed. When wind blows the seed, and the seed can go everywhere. So the church have the seed, and when the church pray, and the church filled by the Holy Spirit, the worker filled by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, just like a wind, will guide the worker to anywhere God wants them to go. And that will be a breakthrough. Let's turn to the Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Verse 6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the words of words in Asia. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit. How did Holy Spirit forbid them? The Bible did not very clearly describe. Probably when they pray, they saw a vision, or when they pray, and then there's an interpretation of tongues, or any other way, God revealed to them very clearly, you should not preach the words of God in Asia. Why? Because God has plan for them. So they changed their plan. First, verse 6, they have their plan, and they change the plan because they understand Holy Spirit don't want them to preach in Asia. 7, and after they had come to Mysia, they try to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit does not permit them. So the second time, they try to go another location, but the Spirit does not permit them. So what does that mean? Permit. What does that mean? Permit. Permit means some people have the higher authority, right? Just like your superior in the company, have higher authority. You want to do anything, you need to have a plan, but your superior need to sign off. Your boss has said, okay, then you can do it. And that is a fundamental spirit we serve God in the church. If we have any plan, that's fine. But first, we have to understand if this plan is God's plan, right? And how do we know this plan is God's plan? The first, our plan must be in accordance with the teaching of the Bible. This is the first one. The second one, you pray. If you cannot find a very clear answer, you pray, keep on praying, pray. Present your plan directly to God. All right? And then God will approve your plan through several ways. The first is through the decision of the church council. The second, if the plan is from God, after you pray, you will feel very peaceful. So since the Spirit does not permit them, that means they ask for permission first. And the Holy Spirit does not permit them. So there's another way. Holy Spirit don't want them to go the second location. So they just change the plan. So what does that mean to us? If we want to serve God, we have to keep ourselves flexible. We know that when the Israelites tried to cross the Jordan River, what did they do? According to the Bible, what did they do when they crossed the Jordan River? And this is very important, not only to serving God, but also to our personal decision, personal life. The book of Joshua chapter 3, Joshua chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Joshua chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites, are bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. You should follow the leader of the ark. Then how far away? Verse 4. And there shall be a space between you and it. And what should be the space? 2,000 cubit by measure. 2,000 cubits is around 3,000 feet. And 3,000 feet, how long? 3,000 feet. Anybody have a good mathematics? 3,000 feet times each feet is about 30 centimeter, right? How long that will be? 3,000, it's about 3,000. 90,000, it's almost one kilometer, right? You have to keep a distance about 1 kilometer. Oh. Why they have to keep a distance? Oh. About 3,000 meter. Now, next sentence. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you may go. This is the key. You may know the way by which you go. Because ark represents God's abidance. So God will guide the ark, move those who carry the ark. Right? So you just follow and leave a distance and be flexible to follow the direction of the ark. So you will know the way you must go. Right? The next one. For you have not passed this way before. Right? So every step, every day's journey ahead of you is new. Just, right? The same thing in our life, right? Every day is new, right? Every day is new. Oh. So every day, there are two ways we can live our life, right? First, we plan by ourselves. Oh. The second, we follow God's plan, right? The same with holy work. Oh. Yes, we can have a plan, but we need approval from God, right? If we need approval from God, we need to pray. Be flexible, right? Even we have no plan, but if you keep on praying, then Holy Spirit will guide a way, which you never think about before. Just like these four breakthroughs. None of the four breakthroughs planned by anybody. All the breakthrough is guided by the Holy Spirit. So in the church, if everybody are very fervent, then always they have their own idea how to promote the holy work. So a lot of time meeting keep on what? Dragging 1 hour, 2 hour, and 3 hours. In previous NCC, start from 1980s, always the meeting drag until the midnight. And without resolution, because everybody really concerned God, and everybody are very smart. They have their own way. And later on, everybody feel this is not the right way. So NCC, we start to announce fasting prayer. And after we start to announce the fasting prayer, then we find out the meeting becomes shorter and shorter and shorter. Why? Because you pray a lot, and we keep a attitude of flexibility, right? I don't insist my own opinion. And I want God to guide my heart and my way. And then all of a sudden, you find out it's so easy to discuss a lot of things. It's so easy to understand God's will. So be flexible and pray until the Holy Spirit guide us is very important. So the geographical breakthrough, they had gone through at least three times changing of the plan. Now come back to the Acts chapter 16. We reach verse 8. Verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord has called us to preach the gospel to them. So eventually, right, they have a conclusion. God wants us to preach the gospel to Europe. And this is a great breakthrough. The gospel being introduced from Asia to Europe.
We know that if you want to do business, the first, you must find somebody reliable in other country, become your agent, right? Become your dealer. If you want to sell something to the other continent, it's very similar in the church. Just like a gospel preached from United States to Europe, to Africa, we must find the first seed, the first person. Right? If you can find the first person, and then through that person, the gospel will be introduced to that country. 1978, there was a Nigerian pastor from other denomination, and he went to New York to join some kind of convention of some other denomination. It happened that one of our workers also, I think, joined that kind of convention because the worker want to meet some other Christian workers so that maybe God will open a door and we can know somebody. And it happened. Our worker encountered that Nigerian pastor. So he introduced the true gospel to the Nigerian pastor. In 1978, that Nigerian pastor called APAN, Apan, was baptized in Bakersfield, not far away. It's about 2 hours from here, Bakersfield. And then 1979, through the connection and arrangement of this Nigerian pastor, so our worker, first time flew from United States, stopping by London and landed in Nigeria. They went there and preached. Many people received Holy Spirit and many people were baptized. If you had the experience of going to Nigeria, right? You had to fly from London to the capital called Lagos. It's about 10 hours flight. And then from Lagos, we have to change to the domestic terminal. Then we take another 1 hour of domestic flight to a city called Port Harcourt. And then after we landed in the city of Port Harcourt, then we have to take the taxi for 3 hours into the jungle. All right. So how can the gospel from United States and all of a sudden reach to Nigeria jungle? You can never plan for it, right? You can never plan for it. But it become possible. Why? The guidance of Holy Spirit. No. Also, TJC actually, especially in the newly developed area, almost everything happened in the book of Acts. We all experienced that. Including the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So that was the first breakthrough in Africa through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And later on, we keep on thinking, the church built in the jungle, how can we preach to the whole country? If we read the book of Acts, when Paul started his missionary trip, he always stopped by big city. Right? You can find out Ephesians, Galatians, Corinth, all are big cities, including Athens, all are big cities. That was a very strategic decision. Why? Because in the big city, a lot of people concentrate in big city. And a lot of people, a lot of political, economic, or any other connection all come from the big city. So our church, we try very hard, preach the gospel in the big city. But we have been trying so hard for so many times, and we send so many workers. We plan so hard, spend so much money. We tried to build a branch in the big two, the big city, second big city of Port Harcourt, but was not successful. But it happened. It happened. Then in 1981, IA tried to send a agriculture team to Nigeria to help them so that they can cultivate the land by themselves, plant the plant by themselves, so they can self-support, all right, financially. But that's probably not God's will, because the four members, right, that among the four members, there are two full-time ministers. When they landed in Nigeria, within 1 week, they were robbed. You know, robbed by whom? Robbed by police. When you robbed by police, you cannot stay, right? You robbed by robber, the police can chase the robber. If you rob by police, then what can you do? Then they cannot do anything but run away. But on the way back to United States, the flight stopped by Liberia. And they stay overnight in Liberia airport, some kind of hotel. And they brought with them a box of the flyer and small booklet. Then what should they do? If they bring the whole box to the flyer and small booklet from United States to Africa, and then Africa bring back to United States, it doesn't make sense, right? The booklet are supposed to distribute to everybody. So the worker just do their best to distribute all the booklet. Now, in the airport, right? At least you do something you can do, right? Then, after you distribute all the booklet, what can you do? You cannot do anything. You just pray to God, right? I already sow the seed. Now, it's in your hand. And a few months later, I received a letter from Liberia. There was a pastor say, "We are looking for the true church. And we read your pamphlet. We read your booklet. We really like it. We want to join your church. We already changed our church to Jesus Church. It is too good to be true, right?" How can it possible? So then the worker, our worker communicate with that group of people. We specially emphasize in Acts, you read, huh? Acts chapter 3, verse 6. In Africa, when we preach the gospel, we always mention this verse, right? Acts chapter 3, verse 6. "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you." Right? We tell them silver and gold we don't have. We are not going there to distribute money. Silver and gold we don't have. We go there to preach the complete gospel. So after the IA worker make sure their intention is not for money. They're really for salvation. Also, IA send the worker to Liberia. Then as soon as they landed in Liberia, and then they saw a group of people beating the drum, and there was a very big banner, right? Very big banner say "True Jesus Church," and waiting in the airport. So when our worker go to their church and preach the gospel, and a lot of people receive Holy Spirit and receive the baptism. And that was the reason why gospel being preached to Liberia. Road robbery original is no good, right? But because of robbery, they have to go back and they stop by the airport and distribute the flyer, and it become the reason for the breakthrough for the ministry in Liberia. Who planned it? Nobody planned it. And how come it's happened? It's the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So when we do the church work, we know we are nothing but a vessel. The one who really guides the work is Jesus Christ himself. And then the story not end yet. A lot of story of how God guides us, right? And then now we have a branch in Liberia. We just send the worker directly from London fly to Nigeria. Right now we have another station in Liberia. So one day the worker fly from Nigeria to Liberia, and then there was a businessman was sitting beside the worker, right? And the worker just preached to the businessman. And that businessman say he was very disappointed about church, so he don't want to be a Christian anymore. How come? Because if you've been in Africa, right, you understand. Not only Africa, I think in the United States the same. In the podium, right, there are another few chairs there. Do you know what for the purpose of chair? For the church leader to sit there. All right. So he was wondering, that brother was wondering whether this church leader to worship God or enjoy being worshiped. He did not know. You contribute the money is to the church or to the pocket of that leader, and he did not know. So he was very disappointed and he quit the church. But after he listened the preaching of a worker, and he was moved by the sincerity of the worker. So after the airplane landed, he did not go for business. He followed a worker to attend the spiritual convocation and then receive the Holy Spirit and receive the baptism, right? And this brother, actually living in the second biggest city in Port Harcourt, which we try so hard to build a branch there but fail. So this brother, after he received the baptism and received Holy Spirit, he was so fervent. Every day he prayed 1 hour. And he was a businessman. Every day he prayed 1 hour, so his wife just laughing at him. Oh, you pray 1 hour, God will send down the money from heaven to you. The wife don't believe. And he had a daughter, always have fever after the sunset. Always have fever. Every time rush to the hospital and the doctor say, no problem. Right? The fever already gone. But next time rush to the hospital, no problem. Every time no problem, but every time has problem. He don't know what to do. But one day the daughter have fever, and then he just think about, I have Holy Spirit, and TJC have had a lot of miracle. Why not I just pray? Also, this brother prayed for the daughter, and he was filled by the Holy Spirit, and lay hand on the daughter. What happened? After the prayer, the fever gone, and stopped from there, never come back again. So after the wife saw the miracle, the wife was convinced, the gospel preached, the TJC is so powerful. Had miracle, wonder, and sign accompanying. So the wife just joined the prayer. Every day joined together, pray with the husband. And one day the husband was filled by the Holy Spirit and was moved. And he laid a hand on the wife, and wife received the Holy Spirit. This brother right now, I think he live in Dubai. And this brother say, after he received Holy Spirit, and he started to preach to his former church. And before the IA worker go, his former church already have, 20 or 30 people already received Holy Spirit. So in the early stage of the ministry in Africa, it really a joy working there. Because so many people receive Holy Spirit, so powerful miracle and wonders happen. What happened 2,000 years ago, recorded in the book Acts, is happened in Africa. And some people ask, how come Nowadays, we don't experience so much miracle. The answer can be good or can be bad. Good is because we have too advanced medical facility. It's good, right? The bad is when a person is sick, the first thing is not think about God. The first thing is sent to the see the doctor. So that is the reason we don't have too much miracle, wonder, and signs. But in Africa, they don't have too advanced medical facility. For example, the woman deliver a baby in Africa, you spend, I think, less than $20. In United States, $20, you cannot even pay the copay, right? But in Africa, you can deliver a baby. So it's so much different. The second is, they don't have money. So when they get sick, what should they do? The brother, what do they do when you get sick in Africa? Some of them, they just shave the hair. Why? How come if you have hair, too much trouble to take care, right? The best hairstyle is shave the hair, right? Because the Bible says, long hair is the glory of woman. Long hair is the shame of man. That's the teaching of the Bible, all right? So shave the hair, the shortest one, that's a biblical way. And after shave hair, then it can be cured? No, of course not. It's so easy, then everywhere there's a miracle, right? After you shave hair, then you bring the mat. You know the Muslim that usually have a mat, right? And bring the mat to the church. Then you pray for 1 hour. Then you're tired. What should you do? Just lie down and sleep. Sleep for 2 hours. Then you already recover, right? And pray another 1 hour. And then tired and sleep another 2 hours. Then what you do? Then pray another 1 hour. And then what you do? Tired and just sleep another 2 hours. Just keep on this way, right? And how long should I pray? Pray until you are cured, right? So that miracle happened. Also, because of this, Africa, when we do the evangelical work, the power of God was so much manifested. So it's so easy to spread the gospel in early stage. Also, this brother preached to the former church, and many received Holy Spirit. So later on, I Walker arrived there and baptized them. So we established a branch in second biggest city, Port Harcourt. Right now we have a branch. And later on, this brother donated a piece of land and donated a lot of money. They built a very good chapel there. You can join. If you go and attend the AMC training, I'm giving you a promotion. Every year, the January first week, we have every Africa volunteer training, right? This year, I think more than 70 or about 80 people join. And after you join the AMC training, then you are eligible to become a volunteer in Africa. So every year they will come out with how many trip they are going to go to Africa. And you just choose one trip which the timing most suitable to you. And then you just report your register your name and go together with them. Right? So that is a very, very good experience. Join the missionary trip to Africa. You know, in the United States, you have to spend extra money to eat something organic, right? In Africa, everything is organic. because they have more money to buy pesticide. They have no money to buy, so everything is very pure. So the second city had breakthrough, Holy Spirit guided. Now what happened? How do our church preach to Ghana? That is also guided through the Holy Spirit. It happened this brother, he was a Nigerian, but he do business in Ghana. So this brother just returned to Ghana and preached to his business partner. One day I was very curious, asked this brother, right? How do you know a Ghanaian so far away from Nigeria? He was so embarrassed. And later on, somebody told me, because they know each other in UK prison. Oh. How come UK prison? Because before they believe in Jesus, both of them smuggled drug to UK, was arrested, and put into the same cell in the prison, and they know each other, become a good friend. And also because of this, the gospel was preached to the friend. Oh. That was done before the conversion to Christ, right? Oh. And this friend, after received the gospel, received the Holy Spirit, and he preached to his own church. So before we go, there are many people already received Holy Spirit. So 1986, the IA Walker landed in Ghana. Still the same. A lot of banner, welcome missionary. A lot of people, welcome them. That kind of people, they never see them before. But when they go to the place, they worship and pray. Many people receive Holy Spirit, and many people receive the water baptism. So Acts chapter 16 talk about Holy Spirit guidance. So they break through the geographical barrier. It's happened now. It's happened in Africa. It's true. It's real. So the spirit we receive is the same with the spirit the apostle received. The work of Holy Spirit nowadays still work in TJC. There are other guidance of Holy Spirit happen in Africa too, right? About Kenya. When you think about Kenya, what do you see? What do you think about? You think about animal, right? Oh, because you look into the TV, a lot of program, animal actually was shooting in Africa and in Kenya. So some members are very curious. So you have been in Kenya for so many times. What kind of animals have you seen? I see nothing. Only see the small dog. Right? Because first, that movie was shooting about few decades before. And few decades before is a lot of animal. But right now, a lot of animal being killed. The second, right now, if you want to see the animal, you have to go to what? What to say? Is it?
Safari.
Yeah, safari. Yeah, yeah. But one of the volunteers, after they finish the missionary work, their purpose is stay for 2-3 days, want to see the safari, right? They were so disappointed. The whole day only in safari see few lions lying down there. So they say, okay, if only see few lions lying down here, why should I come here, right? So sometimes you watch the movie, it's better than you visit safari. Because lion was moving around, roaring around. You can see more vividly than you go to safari, right? So the purpose we go to Africa is not go for sightseeing. It's to work there. And in Kenya, 1995, there was a pastor, the same pastor, went to UK, and also for some purpose there. And in the street, one of our members passed a flyer to this pastor. And then after go back, and he get in touch with our church. So in the month of March, I sent the first worker to Kenya. Many people receive Holy Spirit and receive water baptism. I went to Kenya in the month of September, and we hold a spiritual convocation. I can remember very vividly, under a mango tree. No. In Africa, don't think about this. In mango tree, what did you sit? A lot of people just sit on the ground. There's no roof, only the shadow of the mango tree covered. Yeah. But one thing very good is very cool. The breeze can come in. No need to for air condition. I still remember we asked them a question. More than 100 people there. We asked them a question. Anyone never come in adultery, raise your hand, right? This kind of question we will never ask here, right? And the co-worker said, they don't know what is adultery. Then we explain more clearly. Do we understand it? Oh, every time, yes. Anyone who never commit adultery, raise your hand. Nobody raise a hand. Then you know how serious, right? They were all Christians. Oh, and how come everybody commit adultery? Why? Because that become a culture. After they get married, the husband had girlfriend. The wife has boyfriend. Their pastor have a girlfriend, all right? Their choir member has a boyfriend. So everybody commit adultery. Oh, so in Africa, what do we preach? We preach two things. The first thing is John chapter 3, verse 5, right? Unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot go into the kingdom of God. The second is 10 commandments. Oh. Also, later on, the ministry had been spread from Kenya and then to the neighboring country, Uganda. Do you remember Uganda? What was famous about Uganda? You don't know? Uganda, I think a few decades ago, there was a president called Amin. Then you know what happened, right? Amin eat human flesh. That was the reason, very famous. And then gospel preached to there, and the gospel preached to the south. The Kenya, the south country connected to Kenya, what was that? Tanzania, right? And from Tanzania to Zambia. So the work of Holy Spirit in the book of Acts nowadays still working in TJC. So if we really, really humble and pray hard to be filled by the Holy Spirit and follow the direction of Jesus, you can see Holy Spirit still guiding the church. So Holy Spirit, no change. God, no change. Jesus, no change. And gospel, no change. The only thing change is the worker of God. If we change, become better, then what happened in the book of Acts will happen again. If we change, become more secular, and then the book of Acts, you cannot see it's going to happen. So worker play a very important part, right? Let's pray inside us.